You're listening to A Daily Defense, 365 days plus one to becoming a better apologist, a podcast by Catholic Answers, hosted by Jimmy Akin.
Day 50, Sola Scriptura and the Bereans. Today's challenge: we should form our theological beliefs sola scriptura, Latin, by scripture alone, following the example of the Bereans, who were more noble than those in Thessalonica, for they received the word with all eagerness, examining the scriptures daily to see if these things were so. Acts 17:11. Today's challenge: we should form our theological beliefs sola scriptura, Latin, by scripture alone, following the example of the Bereans, who were more noble than those in Thessalonica, for they received the word with all eagerness, examining the scriptures daily to see if these things were so. Acts 17:11. Today's defense: this seriously misreads the passage regarding the Bereans. The context for the Berean incident is found in Acts 17, 1-10. When Paul and Silas initially visited the Macedonian city of Thessalonica, they began preaching and making converts, which led to conflict with some in the Jewish community. After taking some wicked fellows of the rabble, they gathered a crowd, set the city in an uproar, and attacked the house of Jason, seeking to bring them out to the people. Acts 17:5. They then dragged Jason and some of these new Christians before the city authorities, charging them with sedition against Caesar. Acts 17:6-7. The situation was so alarming that the Thessalonian Christians hurriedly sent Paul and Silas away by night, when traveling was not safe, to the nearby city of Berea. The non-Christian Jews in Thessalonica remained so opposed to Paul that they sent men to pursue him to Berea and incite the crowds against him, forcing him to flee at once to Athens. Acts 17:13-15. That is the background against which the statement that the Bereans were more noble, or in other translations, open-minded, than the Thessalonians. The contrast is not between credulous Thessalonians who accepted whatever Paul said without evidence and skeptical Bereans who demanded proof from the scriptures. It is between actively hostile Thessalonians and Bereans who received the word with all eagerness, Acts 17:11. This is no proof text for sola scriptura. Paul's message did not include merely things that could be found in the Old Testament scriptures. It included many new elements of the Christian faith. What the Bereans did was confirm the basic elements of his message, that is, the fact Jesus fulfilled messianic prophecy, and then proceeded to accept all the new unwritten teachings that were part of it. For example, baptism, the Eucharist, the inclusion of Gentiles in God's people without circumcision. In short, they accepted the whole of apostolic tradition after confirming the core elements of the Christian message with Scripture. To follow their example, we should do the same.
Thank you for listening to A Daily Defense. To buy the book and follow along, go to shop.catholic.com or head over to catholic.com to learn more about the Catholic faith.